welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Rumor Tower, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa News of papanews.com in Columbus, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Conjurman Ali of conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo, California, and special co-host, Professor Porterfield of professorporterfield.com in Denton, Texas. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Reworkers, Mama E of conjuredoctor.com in Los Angeles, California, bringing us today's topic on keeping your cheating husband or lover faithful. Afterwards, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divine and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who filled out a short questionnaire at Lucky Mojo Forum, at forum.luckymojo.com, you can call into the show and be on the air to receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-host, Conjurman Ali and Professor Porterfield. Conjurman Ali?
Thanks, Papa Nude, for that wonderful introduction. As you can all tell, I am not Miss Cat. I say this every time when she is unavailable, and she's currently away, resting up, and we hope to have her back next week. And until then, we have the wonderful Professor Porterfield stepping in to fill in her shoes as my wonderful co-host. I am super, super excited today for both our topic as well as our guest, who is a very dear friend of mine. I'd like to get there as soon as possible. But before we do, let's just do some quick updates. So this has been a wonderfully busy time of the year. School is coming to an end, and there is lots and lots of rootwork clients that are already preparing for next year. I have mothers calling in asking about their children, about helping them get into colleges, preparing for next year's classes and school. It is a very interesting time that even though school has ended to a certain extent or ending, people are already prepping up for next year. So it has been interesting. It's been fun. I love being someone who is in school himself and in academia. I love doing that type of success work and helping people reach their academic and educational goals. But interestingly, it's been mostly family members calling on behalf of family members. So that's an interesting little trend there. I do also want to mention something that's going on a little bit more somber note in the world right now and in our country, the Orlando shooting that just took place that I woke up to this morning and found out about. I believe it is the largest mass shooting in the country. So if you are hearing the sound of my voice, be sure to set a light to honor those who were tragically taken or whose lives were taken by a coward, I should say, this day and by this mass shooter. Pray for healing for this country. Pray for wisdom for our leaders to start making the right decisions about an ongoing problem. Pray that our communities are brought closer together, not torn apart as these tragedies tend to do, and pray for the victims and their families, asking for peace for them. A single light in the dark can push back a whole host of evil. So light your candles, say your prayers. This is what root workers are supposed to do. This is what we root workers are really called to do. And I know that I speak for my colleagues and I, that our thoughts and prayers are definitely with the people of Orlando. A little bit of a somber note, but it is good to be aware of what is going on in our communities. It is, at the end of the day, really the heart of what the root worker and spiritual worker does. On that note, let me turn to Professor Porterfield, another very socially aware root worker, and see how he's doing. Professor Porterfield, thank you for joining us and filling in the big shoes of Miss Cat. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well, and thank you so much. Always happy to be here, and so sorry to hear that our own Miss Cat is a little under the weather, and hoping she will feel better very soon. Currently, about, an hour before I got the call to run in here, the thunderstorms began to erupt above my part of Texas. So right now I'm sitting here watching lightning and thunder and clouds and all of that. So hopefully I'll be here through the rest of the show. That's all that's really going on here. And it's been a busy week, as you say, and we have had that terrible incident in Orlando, Florida. And I agree with you completely. Even a single light helps drive back darkness. And those of you who are on Facebook, who may be friends to our good friend Gray Townsend, or friends of his friends, etc., he has made available today two beautiful pieces of art that he has done that are suitable for printing out and putting on a glass-encased vigil candle for a situation like this. And he's made those freely available to the public, so just hunt around. I'm sure you'll find them. And I just want to extend my small thanks to Gray for putting his own, you know, his art and his ability out in this time. But, like you, I am very, very excited that we have our good friend Mama E here today.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Our dear friend Mama E, welcome to you. We're so happy to have you on here.
Thank you. It's been
a long time coming. I know that I wasn't at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, so I missed out on seeing you as we usually do. So tell us, how have you been? How are things going for you? And what's new in your life?
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm doing great. Thank you. You know, it's been a couple of years that I've been taking over the conjure doctor business after the passing of my son, Dr. E. And believe me, it's kept me busy, which is good. It's good therapy for a retired woman. So I've been really enjoying the work. I've been really enjoying the clients, the readings, the products. It's really a lot of fun for me. My creative side gets really excited when I come up with some other spell that I can make for my clients. But, you know, it's good. I would like to thank you for mentioning the Orlando massacre. It's one of those things that it's like there's something going on in the whole vibration of the country, that so many horrible things are happening, and that was something completely unexpected, especially in this time when many people are celebrating gay pride, and then this massacre happened. So thank you so much, and you know, I do encourage people to light candles and you know, say prayers for the victims and their families.
And you're absolutely right. There's a certain vibration, both within the country and I would say globally. And we've mentioned it on the show before, and we brought it up, and people who are aware of these things are picking up on it. But let's talk a little bit. You know, one of the things that Pride really represents is a celebration of love, right? And today's shooting is fundamentally trying to take away from that, taking away from the message that Pride is about a celebration of love.
Correct.
And today's topic is perfectly in line with that. It is a topic about love. And it's a topic that we actually don't talk that much about. We talk about love in very generic terms, how to draw in a lover, how to bring a lover to you, how to make someone into your lover. And this is about how to keep a lover and how to keep them faithful. And that's a great, great topic. This is a very old form of working root work. It's one of, you know, there's a core group of kind of conjures and spells, if you will, that can trace their history back. And they have a certain genealogy and really the early origins of African-American spirituality. Originally, mm-hmm. keeping a lover faithful or making your lover stay with you was not about what people think it was. It wasn't about cheating. It was actually about mm-hmm. keeping a family together. This mm-hmm. was that we find certain practices, for example, even during plantation times in the slavery era, where practitioners or people would do something. We found these bags and charms and various things in floorboards and walls, and they were aimed fundamentally at keeping a family together, because the reality was, the harsh reality was, that families were torn apart, that they were
yes.
Sold off, that they were separated. And that grew into when hoodoo became very urban. It was about keeping your man from leaving, right? Because if mm-hmm. a man left the home, and these were predominantly female working on men, but it has mm-hmm. obviously been adapted and evolved and whatnot. But it was, the idea was that if a man left, the woman would be without a way to fend for herself. Mm-hmm. So it was fundamentally more about socially keeping people together than it was about kindling passion or desire. Over the years, it has become incorporated in the kind of love type spells, in which mm-hmm. now it is about keeping a marriage strong, keeping a man faithful, making a person not wander, making them desire you. So it has expanded and evolved, and it just speaks really to the living tradition that hoodoo is. But this practice mm-hmm. that may no longer be relevant, right? People may not be sold off anymore. Still mm-hmm. has resonance today, but in a different fashion. Now it's about keeping people faithful. So with that introduction towards it, let me ask you, Mama E, mm-hmm. what you'd like to talk a little bit about is, what are some good techniques and practices that you use and strategies for keeping someone faithful?
Well, I get a lot of clients that contact me about their boyfriends or their husbands cheating. And I have a couple of ways to go about it. I like to do, traditionally, people think of the penis spell with the penis mm-hmm. candle and the string loaded with semen and tie them down. Maybe because this is a new age, but I think more of influencing them mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I use a lot of skull candles to influence the men. And there's two ways to go about that. You mm-hmm. can either go the love way of influencing someone, or the breakup way to break them up with the other woman. And this applies also to men. If
mm-hmm.
you are a gay man or a gay woman,
mm-hmm.
it works the same with your partner. So so a lot of the work I do is using candle spells and charging the skull spells. I also focus on the other woman or the other man and
mm-hmm.
do work on them too. It depends on the stage of the problem, if
mm-hmm.
they're cheating with someone or if they're just going out with the boys and staying until like 9 o'clock in the morning the next day and coming home and acting like, you know, nothing happened. So
mm-hmm.
it all depends, but I do focus on working them mentally
mm-hmm.
and working the competition also.
That is a very good strategy, because I think a lot of people think it's just about keeping the sex faithful, right?
Mm-mm.
Working the penis, working the vulva candle and whatnot, and that's about keeping someone faithful. But it is also working someone's mind, and it is about working the competition as well. Emotional affairs are a real thing. There was a survey done, I believe, by Psychology Today that argues that, for example, men are more readily, and this essentializes, obviously, between men
mm-hmm.
and women, and that in of itself can be somewhat problematic. Part of the article kind of mentions that men are readily willing to forgive, for example, emotional affairs, but not physical affairs, where women are willing to forgive physical affairs, but not emotional affairs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's easily divided up into men and women in that way, and by essentializing gender in that sense, but it does
mm-hmm.
speak to the fact that affairs and faithfulness is more common complex and nuanced than people think. It's more than a volcano. I love that strategy. That's a really great. Professor Portaker, what are some things that you do to keep someone faithful, some techniques you use? Or what is it that when we say keeping someone faithful, what does that mean to you in regards to root work?
Well, the first thing I would say is that you're absolutely correct about what you said about in the earlier times about the breakup of the family. But then after emancipation and after the Great Migration, we started to see another situation, which was that men, particularly African-American men, had to travel further to find ready employment. And so that meant that although they were sending or gathering money for their families, they were away. And so a lot of these spells also had started to incorporate this idea that when a man is away, when he has to go and live out on the railroad work, out in the turpentine plant, out in the logging camp, wherever, it's only natural that being alone, he might stray. And so there were economic issues that were added to that spell work as well. You know, it keep us together in prosperity. But interestingly enough, I am on the back end of this issue. As you well know, I do a lot of work for men. And my conception of hoodoo has always been that hoodoo is primarily matriarchal. It's not solely matriarchal, but it is. You know, there are more female workers, more female clients than there are male ones. And so my business has been men coming to me saying, she's got me tied up. She's got me rooted down. She's got me, you know. And so I've had to approach this work from the flip side. And what I have found because of that is that one of the things that is often used in this type of work is a sort of a loophole, which is the classic old spell of you can go out, you can have fun with your hooligan buddies, you can do whatever you want, darling, dear, I love you so much, but you can't get it up with anyone but me.
Right.
And that's the spells I often see, which is a kind of enforced fidelity, okay? It's not altering his perceptions, it's not altering his willpower, but it is keeping him from being able to attain an erection, except with her. And so, or there's something to always bring him back. He can't wander too far, like, you know, the great one of burying his underwear in the backyard. It's a classic. Or burying his shoes, pointing towards the front doorstep. And so what I have often seen and often done myself is work that keeps them kind of centered to the place or simply affects their sexual nature only in the regard to an other, not their spouse. You know, you just won't even feel the desire to cheat. And then you'll come home and you'll have a time. So that's kind of what I had in it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Both of us work quite a bit for men, but you're right. Love spells in particular tend to be more female oriented, and there's a reason why. It's historically rooted. Now, that's not the same internationally or around the world. In fact, a lot of the older love spells tend to be by men trying to get women. Now, I would be less inclined to perhaps call them love spells and more lust, coercive love lust spells, right? But you see this, if you look at any type of medieval manuscript on magic, even Renaissance manuscript on magic, both in the European tradition, the Middle Eastern tradition, South Asian tradition, most love spells tend to be about our men working on women. And it wasn't until there was a shift, right, that you start to see more women. So now, for example, even European forms of magic, it's women working on men. And hoodoo, it was always, in that sense, very female-dominated, that particular type of work, because they were the ones who were trying to keep the family together. Mm-hmm. You also put some great strategies here, and I think that's important. I'm going to ask Mama E if she does some of these. But you mentioned some of them, for example, making sure that someone is unable to keep an erection with someone else. That's a very great way of working. And you can find kind of groupings. You have groupings that target the sex vis-a-vis candles, or you have workings that are placed under the bed, right?
Right.
Just the person there. Magnolia, for example, is used for that. You have things that are knotted, tied, and bound. You have things that are buried, and you have things that are placed at the front door or drawn, you know, kind of draw that person back to. Most a common one is turning the footsteps around, right? You catch the person's footstep and you turn it around so it's facing towards the house. For anyone who's been watching the remake of Roots, you will see that they've been playing on history. You will actually see foot track magic very prominently featured as a sort of ancestral pact practice. The Manteca did it. Kunta Kinte did it. His child Kinsey, all of them did it. This idea that when someone has been taken away, they grab a bit of their footprint. And that goes into Sita and Hoodoo's practice of you grab someone's footprint and you turn around. And this cat has talked extensively about this, how people would use a spatula or various types of instruments in order to capture the footprint and turn it around. There's these different kind of strategies. Are these some of the things that you yourself use, Mama E, when a client comes to you and asks you to do this type of work?
Well, I usually have a good conversation with my clients because some of the reasons that they bring up are sometimes their own insecurity. And we do discuss what's going on, what is he doing, and then we go on from there. Just because, and honestly, just because a client says, I want to sell, I don't do it. I do my reading. I talk to them. I ask them questions. And we find out it's kind of a little bit of a psychology call because I find out what is really going on. I've had a client that I have to do a woman's power strength for her, a spell. So I do the man skull spell, or which actually included to love the whole family because he was like, he had many children, and he was straying and causing havoc at home with all the children. So I did a spell on that. Then I did a spell on the wife becoming a stronger woman to be able to control that man and not allowing him to do everything he wanted. And then the spell on the other woman, which was identified, and I had enough information on her to just personally do a spell on her. So there's many ways where, you know, things can be done to help the situation of, you know, my clients.
And, you know, that's just that's just classic. That is a classic and traditional kind of way of working where you're working on all of the people involved. It's not just I feel like nowadays what we have is we've kind of gotten a lot of people are doing such simple work. You know, they just the one target, and they're not empowering their clients. They're not helping the family. They're not addressing the outside influence that lured whoever away, whether it was economic or a lover or whatever. And that is great, you know. And we see that in the old moving candle spells, where, you know, we're moving that woman away as we're bringing the couple closer together. But I have to tell you, you know, I'm the same way. I have told many a client that I will not sell them poison, no matter how much they wanted it, you know.
I
want him back. Oh, but yeah, but he beats you, and I'm just not going to bring him back. I'm just not going to. You know, sometimes.
Well, I think that's part of the ethics of being a root worker. You just and I tell them all. I tell all my clients, I'm just not gonna do a spell for you unless the reading calls for it and there is, you know, hope of resolution. Not just because you want it. I'm not gonna do it. But you know, so far I had a lot of happy clients with, you know, the approach that I'm taking. You know, I'd rather be an honest root worker than, you know, one that just does whatever they want without really doing anything honest. I can't do that. It's against my nature. So,
you know, I think both of you bring up a very important point about the very nature of doing this type of work, not just as, you know, professional root workers, right, but also, you know, the ethics that play in of who you draw back and who you remain faithful is very important. A bad partner or spouse is not someone that you want bound to you for the rest of eternity, right?
Right.
You got to ask that question. Are you sure you want this person bound you? Hell no, right? But it's also the nature of doing this type of work specifically that is making someone faithful, right? It's more than, you know, making, and Mama, you've been talking about this, like working the other angles, working on the other person. It's more than just making sure that person doesn't have sex with someone else, right?
Right.
It's more than that. Being faithful is a state of being, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about having
mm-hmm.
a healthy relationship and a healthy marriage. And both of you talked about, you mentioned, for example, female empowerment, right? That's an important part.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have a healthy relationship, you need to be partners. You need to be equal.
Right.
Both people have to have power in its particular place and context, right? Both people have
mm-hmm.
to have strength. Both people have to have commitment. So there's other angles of working on this that's so important that sometimes get overlooked. I see this time and time again when I go into the Lucky Mojo forums, right? People are like, oh, my lover is cheating on me. How do I keep him
mm-hmm.
from how do I stomp that? And it's red penis candle, right? Red penis candle,
mm-hmm.
red penis candle. No, use a black one because you don't want him to have an erection. Put a cucumber in the freezer. Look, all these different types of things, but very few are paying attention to, well, how do we make sure that relationship actually survives? What about communication?
Right.
What about honesty?
Right.
What about passion and love? What about dedication? What about these other aspects that make relationships work,
mm-hmm.
right? What, that make them very successful.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, you work a lot with men who come from who come to you and go, they have had their nature work. Have you ever had those experiences where you end up being a counselor guiding them back to their partner or their lover, or is it just a matter of they were unjustly had their natures tied and whatnot?
No, I have. And before I answer that, let me quickly say
mm-hmm.
that our good friend Ms. McHale brought up an excellent
mm-hmm.
point in the chat room, which is also the absolute need sometimes in work like this of having the client set a time
mm-hmm.
limit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely, that is very important, because otherwise someone in a situation like this will work, you know, they'll work it forever. But yes, I have had that, and I've had it from both sides. And I have told several clients who have called me, oh, my nature's been tied, this has gone on. And I say, okay, well, how did this happen? She caught me with this woman, blah, 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 and her auntie does work and this kind of thing. How do I fix it? And what I say is, oh, it's easy. It's absolutely easy. I can get this off you, you know, within moments.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Here's all you do. Go and take your ass to her, get down on your knees, and apologize. Okay? And you'll be amazed how fast. You know, really change. Well, no, I want you to just break it off me. Why? So you can go cheat on her again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you did the crime, you know, you're paying the time, you want to get
right.
fixed, go talk to her aunt, her mother, her grandmother, and her, and tell them all, I'm a cheating dog, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, it's never going to happen again. Mean it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't do that again, and guess what, buddy? Your nature will get fixed. Because if you have me break it off of you, sure,
mm-hmm.
I can break it off of you. But if I break it off of you, what's going to happen next Thursday? Because that person that put that on you, you've still done wrong by. And they're going to go, oh, he's back in business? Let me fix him again. Then you're going to come back
mm-hmm.
to me. I break it off you. Next Thursday, boom, you're back in the same place again. So you have to change the situation when you have been caught. You know what I'm saying? Now, when it's
mm-hmm.
unjust, when it's just, oh, I'm just controlling you, sure, we can work on that. But when
mm-hmm.
you've done the crime, time to pay the time.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's very true.
And, and on the women's side,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the woman is not, her self-esteem is pretty low, and they have been together with this cheating man for years, and he's
mm-hmm.
been using and abusing them forever. And, you know, honestly, do you really want to be with someone like that? That has been using and abusing you for so many years, you deserve better. So, and I try to make them understand that this is not the man for you. This is not your,
mm-hmm.
you know, lover for life, the love of your life. He might be the love of your life, but he's the wrong love of your life. So, on that side, I try to make them see that. And then there's the other women that they just want to control their man. They're just, you know, controlling people, and they want to control the man even if the man haven't done anything. Just by looking at another woman, they lose it, and then they want to control them. So those are the ones that I also counsel about, you know, understand where this is coming from. Has he done anything to you, or not. I mean, maybe you just have to be a little bit more loving towards him and show him that you really care, you admire him, and that mm-hmm. will prevent anything from happening because he's happy with you. He doesn't have mm-hmm. to be checking anybody out, especially if you're just sitting there, you know, ordering him around. So, it's a complex problem, but I think there's a solution for everything.
Oh, agreed. And I will also say, because I do, like I said, I do often work the other side of this, is that mm-hmm. we have the reverse. We do have a lot of women who are cheating mm-hmm. on their husbands,
yes.
on their boyfriends,
right.
on their fiancés. And we do not see as much attempt to control their sexual natures anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame that what I blame that on is the loss of the snail. You know, people just don't know about snails anymore. So, you know, we all know how to make sure he can't get it up, but nobody remembers how to make her not feel her desire, you know,
mm-hmm.
and folks, a snail. But
yes.
also within that, the other thing is, and this is sort of gender biased, and I apologize for it, but I have found it to be a truth working for my clients for all these years. And that is this. When there's a guy and he has this beautiful woman on his arm and they're a happy couple and they go around his male friends say, "My God, she's wonderful. Look how well she treats him. They're so happy together. I've got to find me a woman like that." And when they go around
right.
her girlfriends say, "Oh, my God, look how wonderful he is. He's so hardworking, and he loves her, and they're so happy together. I've got to get that man." And so the problem there is sometimes the person that's attempting to break up your happy little couple is from your immediate circle. It's not
yes.
some hussy at work. It's not some
yep.
girl in a bar. It's often mm-hmm. your girlfriend.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's often
they want that
very close
guy.
To you. Yep, that's mm-hmm. very true. I wanted to ask you both. I don't want to preempt the free spell in any way, shape, or form, so don't give the secret away quite yet. But I wanted to ask, what are kind of your go-to – we've talked very generically, but what are your kind of go-to methods when it comes to this type of work? Something that's very, you know, that's time-tested. For me, for example, I create a particular type of fidelity mojo bag. It's kind of a little bit like a nation sack, but it includes
mm-hmm.
sex from both of them, and it's bear, and I place that right, I have it right under the mattress. I give it to my client.
Mm-hmm.
I say, "You feed that thing whiskey, you give it a drop of sexual fluids from both of you when you have sex, and you keep that under your bed." So that's my go-to, and it includes things like magnolia, a kundong, howling shells, all sorts of things. What about
mm-hmm.
you, Mama E, and then we'll ask Professor Porterfield, what's kind of your go-to?
Well, I usually, like I said, I do the spells. I also make talismans that I send to the clients. And they are, I need personal concerns from them to make them up. And they can keep those with them. And they're really pretty. They look like jewelry. So you can wear that. And nobody would know that in reality, what you have in there is a little talisman to keep your guy by you. So
mm-hmm.
that is something that I make, and I use, you know, the herbs required, and I use personal concerns, and you would never know because it's like a little locket, and you would never know. And then she can wear that and keep it tight around mm-hmm. her neck.
Thank you. What about you, Professor Porterfield?
Well, for me, when that man is still in the home, my go-to is a little different. It's advice that I give the clients. It's an arena. And what I always say is, look, he's still in the house. You have access to him. And because you have access to him, it is harder to get him away from you than, you know, anything else. And the first place I go is his shoes. You need to be dressing his shoes. You need to bring him home. You can put all sorts of things, and I give them a variety of things for fidelity, for return, for, you know, to calm down this, that, or other things that he's doing in their shoes. I'm telling them, look, does he use talcum powder or body powder or foot powder? You need to be dressing that. You need to be taking that when he's at work or he's out of the house, dumping it out and adding in things, putting it back in the container so he doesn't see that. You need to be dressing his food. You need – he's there. Now, you have access to him, okay? Which often I have to say to a client, the converse, when he's gone and he's now with the other woman, it's very difficult to get him away from the other woman because he's living in her house. She has access to him. So for me, it's about that access to his clothing, his the sheets he's sleeping in, the food he's eating. You've got him. That's where you want to work on.
Right, yeah. And don't forget the laundry. When you do his laundry, you can put things in there. Like domination crystals, bath crystals, domination, and of course the old menses in the food to keep him with you. So yeah, there's a lot of things that can be done, definitely.
Right, that's absolutely true. The access to access is very important here, and working the clothes is another one. People that you know, Ms. Kat has talked about, and others, but it isn't quite as popular for some reason, right? But are you doing someone's laundry? Little little John, a Southern John, right? Dixie John is a very popular use for that. You know, you put a couple hairs of that, or putting some Stay With Me bath crystals in the laundry. Working someone's clothes, and then they wear it and they take it out with them, is a very, very fantastic way of doing this type of work. But
and
not
if
one
he's
that
losing
is,
interest, and if he seems to be wandering because he's losing interest, or the, you know, the passion between you two is going down, wash your sheets with Jezebel root.
There you go.
Yep.
Make
very
yourself
true.
The woman that he's tied to, attracted to, or lured to.
Absolutely, yeah. Washing your sheets is another very good one. Also the working the bed, whether you're anointing the floor, bedposts, right, the corners of the bedpost, or you're placing something under the mattress. These are all ways of doing it. And in fact, the best strategy is actually one that combines multiple forms of it. So something to be aware of, right? It's not just about having that one bag or having that one candle, but do it, work at this, as Mama E and as Professor Porterfield have both kind of emphasized throughout this talk, working at it from different angles. When you anoint the bedpost, you wash his clothes, you've got the candle going. These are the kind of ways to really ensure fidelity. But also remember that this type of work is meant to be a support. It's not meant to be a cure-all. If you keep doing this every single day for years on end, there may be a problem in the relationship that needs to be addressed. Thank you both for such a really riveting and robust discussion on this. It was fantastic. And I think we all learned a lot. Let's go to Papa Newt, who is going to usher in our first caller, and we will go from there.
The Lucky Mojo Hooded Rubric Hour with your hosts, Conjurman Ali and Professor Porterfield, and this week's special guest, Mama E, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners and answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will be selecting our callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Paul Canute, read a brief description of your situation before turning it back to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from Southern California of area code 626. This is Gia. Gia, are you there?
I'm here.
And did I pronounce your name, hon? Oh, correctly, hon?
You did indeed. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I see that you've never been on the show before, but you have been working with Miss Aida on this particular situation, and you're going to be having a follow-up here later in June with her. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. No other readings with Miss Kat or Conjurman Aldi, I see. And she writes, "My lover of 10 years and I separated about 18 months ago. Although we are still close friends and sexually connected, he's with another woman, and I have been engaged in some breakup work. Not sure it's very effective, I desire reconciliation and a full, harmonious relationship. What, if anything, can I do to achieve this? Turning back to you, Countryman Ali.
Thank you, Papa New. We're going to have our Miss Cat surrogate, or substitute, Professor Porterfield, do the first reading on this. And then we'll have Mama E do a reading, and I'll give you some suggestions before we all talk together about it. So, Professor Porterfield, if you'd be so kind as to do the first reading for us.
Absolutely. Hello, Gia. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic and super excited.
Oh, well, that's always wonderful. I like excitement. That's great. All right. So what I have here is I have three cards that I've laid out for you, and these are normal playing cards, like you would play poker or bridge or whatever with. And mm-hmm. The first thing I will tell you is that I do not see an overall positive result coming in here. Okay, these aren't the best cards in the world for a situation like this. The first card, our centermost card that we're looking at here, is the Eight of Spades. Not a very happy card when we're talking about matters of love, because we have the influence of the Spades. The other thing here is that this card, in the old days, almost always represented a drunkard. It almost always represented someone who was experiencing some problem with alcohol. However, its larger meaning is basically hanging on to bad habits. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have this thing, this drug, this booze, this whatever, that you can't get away from, and you keep going back to it. And what I'm seeing here is that that's kind of the situation you're in with him. You know what I'm saying? He's
mm-hmm.
the drug, okay? Mm-hmm. He's that substance, and you're coming back to it again and again and again and again, and it's causing you more problems than it might seem, you know? Maybe up front it's just all well and good, oh, I just want him back, but this is actually something of an addiction for you at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
That
means it's starting to have negative influences in your life. To one side of that, we have the Queen of Clubs, and the Queen of Clubs is a teacher. She's a hardworking woman, and this is in the left-hand position. This is talking very much about you. You are a hard worker. You're an intelligent individual, but that Eight of Spades is influencing it, meaning this is starting to have direct influence on your inner emotional life, on
mm-hmm.
your sense of worth, on your ability to get up and go get, focus on what you need to focus on and do what you need to do. And it's leading you away from that position of being the teacher, of being this hardworking, guiding, and intelligent individual. And to the right of our Eight of Spades, what I see here is the Five of Hearts. And the Five of Hearts is an arbor of roses. This is the growth of love, happiness, and contentment. And in the right-hand position, that tells me that there is love out there for you. In fact, there's a very good situation coming up for you inside the next 5 weeks for a new love. And so I know this is probably not what you wanted to hear. You know, help me get the guy back. But what I'm trying to tell you here is there is a new love coming for you very soon. Like I said, within, I would say, 5 to 6 weeks, closer to five. And it is going to come from the outside. It's not going to come from your current circle of friends. This is going to be an unexpected individual that you are not on the outlook for. You may even bump into them accidentally. But you're not going to be able to appreciate that or follow that if you're still stuck with the Eight of Spades bottle of booze alone in the night that is that old boy, okay?
Got it.
And I hope that was of some help for you.
Yes, very much so.
Thank you, Professor Porterfield, for that fantastic reading. Can we have Mama E add her perspective on this, see what you see and
yes.
what you can provide
yes.
for the client? Thank you.
Def- definitely. I think Professor Porterfield was speaking at my parts too, because I got a lot of the same things. However, my reading goes it goes further back to the relationship, mm-hmm. and you went through a lot of pain in this relationship. This was not a smooth sailing all along, but you were still held in there by maybe the way that he was, the attraction, maybe karmic. But you finally walked away, or you both broke up. But however, you're still emotionally tied to him. In your heart, you keep thinking of what, and that is just focusing on a fantasy. So you have to take the lessons that you have learned from this relationship and move on. Right now you're keeping yourself bound and tied by your ideas and your mind, and you need to realize that is the past, and now you have to move on. Like Professor Porterfield said, this wasn't the best man for you. And I also see another man approaching. In the meantime, I see that you need to continue to fight to get over the feelings that you have, because emotionally you're still locked into a situation. My Four of Pentacles card is someone in a very rigid environment, inside a jail. So you're sort of keeping yourself tight. While you are an amazing person, you are the Queen of Pentacles. You have success at your feet. And what you need to do is open your eyes and look into the horizon, and there will be something there for you. I have the Princess of Swords. I have creativity. I have movement. I have information. I have things coming your way, and you will have to decide once you meet this man to take the plunge or not. I advise for you to take the plunge and accept the friendship. He will come open-hearted to you. He's an honest man that is established, is settled financially, has, you know, a good income, and you will do well aligning yourself with him. On the right side, I got the Seven of Pentacles, which is someone that is looking at the rewards of all the work that they did, like plants and flowers are sprouting from the ground. So you will receive the fruits of your labor, and all the good things that you deserve are coming your way. Now, I don't see that this relationship completely getting settled until maybe 6 months. So you might need him in 5 weeks, mm-hmm. like Professor Porterfield said, but it will take you a while because you have to work through your reservations and get to know him. Mm-hmm. And I actually advise you just jump in the first, you know, the first guy that says, hi, you look lovely. Don't just jump in a relationship, okay? Get to know them. Make sure he has the qualities that you need, because you learn on your past relationship what you don't want and what you want. I always advise my clients to make a list. Make a list of the pros and the cons, and then go from there. And that way, when you meet the new guy, you know if he's the one. Once you start going check, 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 you'll go, okay, this is him. So that's my reading.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was a fantastic reading. And I think that, you know, you've got some great advice here. And now it comes to a matter of what do you do with all that advice, right? And I'm going to give you some brief root work, and then we're going to ask to see if either Professor Porterfield or Mama E has anything to add based on what they've seen. And I've got to say that I agree with them. This is the sense that I get as well. So what you need to do is to kind of cleanse and heal and to really move on in some way. So I'm going to give you some workings that are great for this. First, what I want you to do is cleanse your home. Take some Chinese floor wash, dilute it in some water, add a little bit of tea from violet leaves. This is a great kind of floor wash that's used to clean the house. Whenever, you know, you're kind of dealing with a situation like yours when you need to move on or the relationship's ending, people forget that they need to clean their homes too, right? They need to shift the energy entirely. And so I want you to start with that. I want you to cleanse your home from back to front, top to bottom. You're going to wash it clean. All the hurt is gone. All the nights that you stayed up worried and anxious are gone. All that, remove it out of your house. You're going to drive it right out your front door, and you're going to remove it. Your house is clean, fresh, and you're going to feel it. You'll feel an actual energetic shift. I want you to then get yourself some come-to-me incense, love-me incense. Mix it together. Make a small little cone of that incense. Light it and go room to room, filling the house up with the smoke of the incense. This is to, once you've removed, to bring in the good. You're going to do some wonderful drawing work with this incense to draw to you that lover wherever you are. And when you do that, you're going to end it by standing in the middle of your house, wherever it is. It doesn't have to be the perfect center, but just kind of, you know, what is the center to you? And you're going to hold the incense. It's going to be on a thurible or censer or whatever. You're going to hold it up, and you're going to hold it up, and you're going to pray, Lord, wherever my perfect lover is, wherever my ideal partner is, wherever they are, bring them to me now. I call them from the four corners of the world to come to me and to come to me quickly. And you're going to do this working so that your house and your home and your life, your house and your home is the center of your little universe. You're going to change the energy at the center of your little universe, and it's going to bring a change into your wider world. You're going to be ready for this person to come into your life. After you've done that, after you've shifted the energy in the home, it's time for you to cleanse yourself. What I want you to do is make yourself a bath. Get some rue and lavender, and you're going to brew this into a tea. You're going to pour yourself draw yourself a bath. You're going to fill up the bathtub, put in there some milk, some honey, some rose petals on top, and pour in the tea that you made from the rue and lavender. This is a bath that I regularly give out on this show. It's probably one of my favorite baths for a situation like yours. It's a beauty bath. It's a healing bath. It's an uncrossing love bath. It's an opening the heart bath. It's kind of a wonderful bath for all beauty, attraction, love, and healing. And you're going to soak in this. It's great for the skin. It's great for the soul. You're going to soak in this bath, letting it be absorbed into every fiber of your being. And you're going to use this bath as many times as you need. What you're going to do is you let yourself, after each bath, air dry, gather a small bit of the bath water. You can gather it in a symbolic amount in a cup or a bowl. And you're going to pour it out your front door. You're going to toss it out, calling your lover to you. Come to me from wherever you are. Come to me right to my front door. And you're going to call this person. And do this bath as many times as you see fit, at least 3 times, but you can do it more. If you're feeling like you need a little touch up, you're feeling a little down, you can then repeat the bath. This is my recommendation. It's not a lot of work because I don't sense you need too much of it. You just need to shift things so that you're transitioning on and moving on, right? So that you're moving towards that change that Mama E, for example, pointed out, so that you're headed in the right direction. Do these works and you'll be on the right track. Let's see if Professor Porterfield or Mama E has anything further to add based off of the readings that they've given. Mama E, do you have anything to add to this?
Well, I think that, and I do this for myself, I have a little bag that I carry, and it's not necessarily a mojo bag. It's like a little bag. I have one made where I put little stones for luck and things like that. You can make a little bag for yourself that you can carry in your purse that could have, like, the earth that Countryman Ali mentioned. Also, you can put 2 lodestones. In there, and add some calamus, and maybe, well, I would say rose petals, and anoint it with a come-to-me oil, and keep it in your purse, and every week, you know, just treat it like a little mojo, but it doesn't have a spirit in it, but it's your little bag of attraction. And and just carry it with you in your purse. I mean, it's going to make you more noticeable to the right man to come along.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's fantastic, yeah. Professor Porterfield, do you have something to add? We have a few
minutes left.
Based off of your reading.
First of all, I think all that work that you've been given is absolutely fantastic. I think Conjurman Ali and Mommy E are spot on. I will add a few things. First, I will say when you keep that bag in your purse, start making sure to not put your purse on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your purse in a chair. Keep your purse on a couch. Don't put it on the floor anymore, particularly when you're carrying that bag in it. The other thing is that from the readings that the wonderful Mama E and I gave you, I have a very strong impression that flowers are involved in this. And I think you're going to know this man because he's going to give you flowers. And what I want you to do is every Sunday, I want you to go out and I want you to buy yourself a single rose. I want you to buy this rose for yourself because you need some freedom and liberation from this old situation. And I want you to buy this rose for yourself. I want you to put that rose in a little container, a little vase with some water. I want you to say, I have given myself this rose and I love myself. And then on the following Friday, that rose is not going to be in great shape. I want you to gather up the rose petals that have fallen mm-hmm. from that rose, because that rose has now died, and I want you to take those rose petals and I want you to scatter them on a little space that you're going to be doing work on around a white candle, and I want you to light that white candle, and I want you to put those roses petals that you have bought for yourself around that white candle and light that white candle and say, I am drawing to me the man who's out there for me. I'm drawing the man with the flowers to me. Let him come to me. And that's something you start on a Sunday. You do that the candle work on the Friday, and I want you to do that each week until he shows.
Thank you.
Man, that is fantastic. All of these works are really about helping you move on. I think that if you do them, you will be on the right track. You also, remember that this work. So I don't want you to be very anxious about this or nervous. This work should be done with a sense of opening up, with a sense of bringing in change. Don't do this work as, I got to do this, and then I got to do this, and then I got to do this. I have to do all of this in order for my life to be perfect. Not at all. These are recommendations. You can do them when you feel you're ready, and do them with a sense of honesty and sincerity. That's the key to this type of work. Saying, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to bring in this new person in my life. If you can do that, I sense that you are going to find love, and not that far off. You'll find it quite soon, and it will be far healthier, far better for you in general. I do thank you for your call and for entrusting us with this situation. Please, when you have a time, when you've done this work and a little bit of time has passed, I hope that you will call back in and let us know how things went, because we are very keen on finding out. We always hear clients when something is going on in their life. We never hear back from too many clients. So do call back in and let us know how things go. And now all three of us would love to hear, in a few months from now, a call for you and say, hey, I found that guy. I found that person. I found him. we're very happy. Our life is great. It'll make all of us happy to hear that. Go forth, be blessed, and we wish you all the success in the world with your love life and all aspects of your life.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you. I thought these were some fantastic suggestions by both Professor Porterfield and Mama E. I think that this is the exact type of work that she needed. And also, the exact advice that she needed, right? Sometimes it's not about drawing that person back. Sometimes it's not about that faithfulness like we mentioned. Sometimes it is very much about having the strength to let go and move on, as you both mentioned during the discussion. So thank you for that. We're going to have Papa Newt come in and take it to our next caller.
Support for this programming is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Reworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners, located online at readersandreworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next question. quiet. And actually, we're going to do something a little different. We are going to go to a sign up in our form. This is Stacy calling from Pennsylvania, 610. Though she is not present, we are going to go ahead and read her description and have you guys provide any readings and feedback for her in case you're searching in the archives. Let me locate her information here. One moment. I do apologize. Okay, and she writes, I had a suicidal breakdown and lost the following: my short-term memory, focus, concentration, ability to do simple tasks, struggling to read. I am seeing doctors and therapists and have been in the hospital, but I want to know how to get the normal person I was over a year ago back. Turn it back to you, Countryman Ali.
Thank you for that. Sometimes we do this where even if a person hasn't called in, we take on the situation because we feel that it's pertinent, it's relevant, or that we have something to say. It is a little trickier. It is a little trickier when the person is not on. You're not able to make a connection. You're not able to ask certain questions. But we'll do our best. I've pulled a few cards. I'm going to do the first reading here, and we're going to have, after me, we're going to have Mama E do it, and then finally we'll have Professor Porterfield give some recommendations on how she can improve her situation. So I've pulled a few cards here. The very first card here is the Moon card. The Moon card is a card that shows a barren, sterile, remote, distant moon looking down at two animals, a coyote and a wolf, or a wolf and a dog, howling up. She remains unmoved, untouched by their howling. The small crowd daddy climbs out of the primordial waters and walks a winding road between two pillars. This is a card that tells us there is depth to this situation, that there is deception in this situation, that there's more going on here than Stacy knows about. There's something behind here. The two wolves that are howling are often howling in some form of warning. Stacy should be aware, in this particular case, that there may be actual work that is being done. But the Moon card isn't just about, whenever I get the Moon card, it's not about someone costing someone up. It's about someone exacerbating what's already there, what exists in the potentiality. So, Stacy, you probably have some type of medical condition, called mental health or medical physical condition, it already present in your life. But someone has exacerbated it. Someone has made it worse. Someone has made it, has brought it to the forefront. And we see this with a lot of this type of, with a lot of kind of crossing work. So for example, someone may have a an indication towards, or have a potential for a heart attack or heart disease, and root work can cause it. So this, it's a combination of two things. It is medical in nature. It is physical in nature. But it also has been exacerbated by some form of spiritual work that has been done on you. This work is done at night. This work has been done while you are likely asleep. This work has been done from afar. So be aware of that the work has been done here. And the next card that I have is the Six of Pentacles. The Six of Pentacles talks about your current state. It is two individuals, two beggars, two indigents, kneeling down and receiving coins from a merchant who holds scales. This is a merchant who also is holding some of his coins back, meaning that you have been placed into an impoverished spiritual and mental state, that you're not at your full capacity. You want that this person has taken something away from you, and you are getting bond, but you're not getting the help that you truly, truly need. So the doctors that you've seen, the people that you've contacted are giving you some help, but not the full help that you need. Part of the working that you will have to do, part of the recommendation that I would probably say, is to do work to draw in the right ally. So in addition to doing kind of uncrossing, healing work and whatnot, you also want to do work to draw in the perfect doctor, to draw in the perfect ally who will help you out with this. So it's not just about doing world work. You want to make sure that you get the right person to assist you in this matter. That's very important, and that's what the Six of Pentacles is telling me. The final card that I have is the Knight of Cups. The Knight of Cups is a person who has walked very valiantly through a desert holding a goblet, and they are now coming upon an oasis and a river by which they can refresh their goblet. This is the person who has done steady work to travel through that desert. You will be able to overcome this. I don't know if you will be able to fully return to your previous state, but your current state can be improved. It may be that you are dealing with something. Remember, there is a medical component to this, and that may mean that you may not fully return to how things were, but things can be improved with the right help, with faith, with strength, and with steady work. You're going to have to work at this for a period of time. It's not a matter of lighting a candle and you'll be good to go. You're going to have to do ongoing work, but eventually you will be led to a place where you are improving and you are getting better. I see that it may take over a year before this happens. So be aware of that this is probably a year-long process, that you have an enemy that you're going to have to undo their work. You're going to have to do work to draw in the right ally, and then working with that ally and some spiritual work, you can be brought to a place of improvement for your state. That's what I see in this particular situation. We're going to have Mama E do our next reading, and then we will have Professor Porterfield give us some root work situation. So Mama E, what do you see, or what insight can you add to this matter?
Well, following what you said, what I see is that this situation, like you said, it could have been that she had the predisposition for illness. However, I see a woman that had a lot to do with this. And also I see that there was a romantic relationship before all this happened, where our client had a boyfriend or a husband or a lover, and this person was envious of it and angry and did work to tie her up so she could not continue the happy relationship that she had. And she was very successful, and that's why our client had to go through everything that she went through. However, I see that our client has a long way for therapy and rehabilitation for herself, but justice will prevail. She will heal. She has a lot of people around her that love her and care for her. So those people are going to help her. Friends and relatives, she needs to rely on people that love her, because the universe will bring her healing, but she needs to take it slow. She needs to see all her options. I see the Nine of Cups. It's a woman sitting there surrounded by options and not knowing which way do I go. She needs to use her intuition. She's very connected to the mother force, and she needs to use her intuition and have complete trust that she will come up with the best decision. Once she makes her decision, which will probably include the new physician or a second opinion from another physician, and maybe an extensive round of therapy, more than what she's getting, she will get everything that she has coming. All the good things in life will come back to her. But anytime one goes through a situation like this, sadly, to teach us lessons. And we wonder, why do we get hit on the head so hard to learn a lesson? Well, you know, I feel that these are agreements we made before coming to this life. But in this case, it will be for her benefit. In the long run, she will come out of this a stronger person, a wiser person, and she will be very careful with her health, and she will recuperate and be able to have a full life again. Not the same one she had before, but a full life again. That's what I see for her.
Thank you, Mama E. That is beautiful and really insightful and deep. And I hope that Stacy does get a chance to hear these. I'm not sure if she's listening in, but just hasn't called in. But if not, it is in the archives, and I hope that she does take the time to listen, because I think you said some things that really are important for her to hear. Professor Porterfield, so we've all picked up on kind of different strains of what is going on in this situation. We've seen that there is a medical issue, that there's something, the potential of the problem already existed within Stacy, but that it has been exacerbated spiritually, and that she needs to do both work to undo that and to draw in an ally. What would you recommend with root work and spiritual work to really address Stacy's issues?
Well, first of all, I absolutely agree with both of you, and it is my hope as well that Stacy is either listening now or is going to listen to this in the archives, and so I'm going to just speak as if you were here, Stacy. And I want to say to you, first of all, I am very, very proud of you that you are still here with us. Thank you for remaining here with the rest of us. Thank you for still continuing to be a part of this life. I am also very, very pleased that you are working with medical professionals. This is a very serious issue, and as I tell all my clients, we have to walk in both worlds. We have to keep our feet on both sides of those tracks, and I am glad that you are not just, you know, trying to remediate this solely from a spiritual position, that you are also getting help with counseling and checking to see if there is a biological component to this, a chemical depression, and addressing that. Now, that being said, when you have a breakdown like this, and this is coming from the horse's mouth here, okay, you're not going to be in a place where I would advise you to take on a lot of serious, heavy spiritual work. So first and foremost, in regards to the possibility that someone else has had their hand in this, that someone else has tipped the scales a bit in what has happened with you, I strongly recommend you to go and find yourself an ethical and professional and economic worker who can aid you with that. I don't want you trying to do that right now. Not when you are in this position. Not when you are still recovering from this. That is too heavy a work, and it would be ill-advised. However, towards that, I would like you to first take a Bible. I want you to open that Bible to Psalm 121. I want you to pray a Psalm 121, and then I want you to place that Bible underneath your bed, near where your head would be while you sleep. Because as Conjure Man Ali said, and as was mentioned, and at my feeling in spirit as well, is that some of this work was being done during sleep or during the night hours. So I want you to have that Bible under your bed, open to Psalm 121 or marked at Psalm 121, and I want you to say or pray Psalm 121 before you go to sleep at night. Now, during the daytime hours, I would like you, again, one of my realizations about this kind of a situation is that it leaves us not only depleted spiritually, depleted mentally, depleted physically, but it also depletes us economically. And so I have a few simple little things I want you to do. I want you to mix together thyme and frankincense. And I want you to burn thyme and frankincense as an incense. You will burn this on live charcoal, and you will burn thyme and frankincense in your house, or if you do have an altar or a spiritual workspace in that space, but I want to make sure that you smuffigate yourself with it as well. I want you to take that in. I want you to have that smoke on you. At the same time, I want you to start carrying a small cloth bag, which you have filled with allspice, and just keep this with you. Don't keep this in your purse. Keep this on you. Okay, you can wear it around your neck, you can pin it to your underwear, you can carry it in your pocket, but I want you to keep that little bag. It can just be a plain Muslim bag with allspice in it, okay? And then finally, I want you to mix together marjoram and basil, and I want you to do two things with that marjoram and basil that's been mixed together. One is I want you to make a tea out of it, and I want you to bathe with it, okay? and I want you to bathe primarily on a Sunday. And the psalm, the prayer I want you to say with that bath is the 91st psalm, okay? When you bathe yourself with the tea made of marjoram and basil. Now, I also want you to take marjoram and basil mixed together, and I want you to use it as a floor sprinkle in your home, okay? Particularly around your bed and particularly around your front and back door. Start with your back door and then move to your front door. And I just want you to sprinkle this down. It's just marjoram and basil. It's sweet smelling. It's not bad smelling. When later when you want to vacuum, you can vacuum it up. And I want you to sprinkle some more down. And what I want you to focus on here is that you do have control over your life. You are the captain of your own destiny. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to start contemplating the idea that It is not so much that we want to go back to who we were as we want to be the new, empowered, healthy, okay person that you can be. Who you were before, there were obviously some kind of problems going on, and by an outside hand and by things going on with you, they led to this very serious situation. So, darling, what I want you to do is I want you to say, no, I don't need to go back there. I want to go into the future where things are going to be bright, full of light, full of warmth, and I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to be an even better person. I'm going to be even better off. And I want you to keep that in your mind and focus on that. And I think and I hope that Mama E and Conjure Man Ali will have something to add into that as well. Mama E? Do you have something to add to that?
Well, I love Archangel Michael. Mm. He is a defender. And I would say if you can get a little Archangel Michael medal and wear that, so he can protect you every day of your life and help you with the fight that is ahead of you. He will champion you. And I believe that all the advice that we're giving you is going to help you move on. I have complete confidence in your strength and your power.
Thank you both for those suggestions. Those are some powerful suggestions, some good old-timey work from Professor Porterfield. I think, he's right. You don't need to do a lot of heavy work. You might consider working with other people. I would like a root worker or a professional. I also suggest that you check out the Crystal Silence League. You can place a prayer with them, and they can pray on your behalf. You can have a network of people praying for you. So definitely check out the Crystal Silence League. The website is crystalsilenceleague.org. You can place a prayer there, and someone will pray for you. Powerful healing work can come from them. I also would suggest that in addition to if you are comfortable working with saints and spiritual figures, I believe Miss Michael mentioned it in the chat. I could be wrong. It could have been someone else. But Dr. Gregorio Hernandez, right, is a good figure to work. He's a folk saint. And you can ask him to bring to you the doctor and medical professionals that you need, right? That's what he's particularly good at, is finding those medical allies to come into your life. He was a folk saint who helped the poor, who gave out medication to the poor. And, Papa Newt says, I love working with the good doctor. He's beloved by many, many figures, the good doctor, Dr. Gregorio Hernandez. So you can pray to him. You get up a small picture of him, light a white candle, and just pray. Bring me the ally that I need. Bring me the helper that I need. Bring me the medical professional who will be my ally, my champion, my support, and the person who will be able to really diagnose what's going on and help me. Professor Porterfield is right. It's not about returning to what you were or returning to the past, but going towards a better future. Right. And this is the key towards it. The work that was recommended by Mama E, by Professor Porterfield, and also getting the right help. So make sure you call out to Dr. Gregorio Hernandez. If you're not comfortable working with me, you can easily do this with lighting a white candle and praying to the Lord directly to bring you the ally that you need. Thank you for trusting us. I hope Stacy gets the message. Thank you both for your wonderful readings and recommendations. And let's have our announcement.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, hosted by Catherine Ironwood and Kanjaman Ali, Sundays 3 to 4:30. Candelo's Corner, starring Candelo Cambisa, Mondays 5 to 7. The Crystal Silence League Hour, hosted by John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6. In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7. On Sacred Ground with Kaya Mon, Wednesdays 5 to 7. The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursdays 6 to 7:30. And Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7. All time specific, at 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
And now it's time for our free spell segment with Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California. Take it away, Mama E.
Okay. Well, I came up with a little spell that will complement all the advice that we got today from Professor Porterfield and Conjureman Ali. Conjureman Ali specifically spoke about anointing your beds and the bedposts. Well, I have one here that also includes the bed. It's all about controlling a cheating man. So what you will need, and you can make a list of all the things that I'm saying, two pieces of red cloth, about 10 inches by 6 inches wide. You will need needle and red thread, a pair of his dirty underwear, and a pair of your dirty panties. A sample of his semen from a condom, a tissue, or a paper napkin, or a towel. Some of your menstrual blood. If you do not bleed anymore, you can use your vaginal fluids. This can be obtained by pleasuring yourself. Now, understand that if this spell is between two women, you just get the menstrual flow from both or the vaginal fluids from both, and if it's, you know, about two men, you get the semen from both. So this spell works for everybody. Now you will need a bottle of Lucky Mojo Domination Oil. And then you need coriander seeds to draw love, stimulate passion, and keep lover faithful. Damiana to draw back a straying lover and an intensify passion. Lavender flowers for passion, romance, harmony and cooperation with a lover. Rosemary, to ensure fidelity and give woman dominion in the home. Rosebuds, for conjugal love and drawing love. Now, if this is about two men, skip the rosemary. If you can get some hijon in powder, add some in there. Now, cut out the crotch of both the panties and the shorts. Cut them like 6 inches by 4 inches. So they're going to be smaller than the previously cut. Place each patch side by side with the dirty side up. Place one of the red pieces of cloth under the male's crotch patch. Smear the semen on his crotch patch and your fluids on your panties patch. Add about half a teaspoon of the herbs on his patch only. So you add a half a teaspoon of each one of the herbs. Then you take your patch, the female or the other patch, and put it over his patch so that both dirty sides are facing each other. At this point, take the other piece of red cloth and place it over the panty patch so it ends up being like a little sandwich. This will make a pouch that will contain his and her panties and personal concerns. Use the needle and thread to stitch around the red cloth and form a flat bag. Doesn't have to be fancy, just do, you know, loose stitching all around. Try to stitch towards yourself when you're stitching the material. Don't sew away from yourself. Sew towards yourself. Big stitches. It doesn't have to be fancy. In the meantime, while you're doing that, focus on what you want. Repeat in your mind, my beloved, return to me. Love only me. You cannot wait to see me again. hear me again, smell me again, taste me again, have sex with only me. You will be faithful and passionate only for me, because you and I belong together. In the name of Jesus, amen. After the stitching is done, pray this 30-second song and anoint the packet with domination oil in a 5-spot pattern. Place the packet between the mattress and the box spring of your bed on the bed that you both share. Once a week, remove the packet and anoint it again in the 5-spot pattern. Do not let anyone see the packet, especially not your target. Now, in the case that you and him or him and her, they don't share a bed, if you guys meet at his place or your place and it's not only the same bed, you can make a smaller version of this, cut the red cloth smaller, cut the crutches smaller, and carry that in your purse. Fold that little patch in half, that little sandwich of goodies in half, and carry it in your purse. So when you go to his house, you have it with you. Every time you see him, you have it with you. If you're a man, carry it in your pocket and have it with you every time you meet your lover. So that is, hopefully this was clear enough, and that is the little spell I make for cheating men or cheating women.
That is fantastic. I've got to say, probably the most clear instructions we've ever had on the radio show. And thank you for going step by step by step. In many ways, I have to say, it does definitely remind me of the way Dr. E works, and also when he would give free spells. He had a very clear way of explaining things. And I see that where he gets that from, right?
His mom. Genetic.
Genetic. That was fantastic. I love this way of working, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Such a fantastic way of working, where you're working with personal concerns on multiple levels, both the cloth as well as the fluid, and sewing it together. There's so many different elements to this that slowly, bit by bit, draws the person back, draws them to you, binds them to you. Very, very powerful work, very beautiful work. That's quite impressive. In many ways,
wow.
I'm sure Professor Porterfield, you agree. It does remind, it's very old time, isn't it?
Oh yes, that is one of the best pieces of work I have heard in a long time. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, fantastic.
Just make sure that you're doing it with the right person, because that type of work is not going to be easy to undo. Once you draw someone to you like that, that's some strong work. I particularly love that, for example, as you're sewing, you're also, you know, reciting and praying and thinking. This is work that's absolutely beautiful. So thank you for that, Mama Amy. And thank you for joining us on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. I hope you do come back and you have had a positive experience, because you are definitely one of my favorites. Let's have Papa Newt take us out, and then we'll have some final words at the end.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Conjurman Ali and Professor Porterfield, and thank you, Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California, for being our guest this week. We do invite you to join us next week when we'll have another special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. Once again, we've come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Conjurman Ali at ConjuremanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California, and Professor Porterfield at ProfessorPorterfield.com in Denton, Texas. I'm your announcer, PapaNewt.com in Columbus, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via LuckyMojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time, when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mama Nuke. Thank you, Mama E, again, for joining us as our guest. You were a wonderful guest, and I hope you do come back. People, check her out. She is an amazing worker. And I'm very glad to know you and have you as a friend. Thank you, Professor Porterfield, for being for stepping up and being a surrogate for Miss Cat. You are a wonderful man who's always stepping up with me. And of course, thank you to Papa New and Nagashiva, without whom this show would not be possible. You keep us all on track and moving forward smoothly. It was a fun show. I was glad to be here with you all. And we look forward to having Miss Cat back. Reminder, everyone, please set those candles, say your prayers for this country, and I hope that we see everyone next week, where Miss Cat will be joining us once more. For everyone here at Lucky Mojo, have a great week, have a fantastic and blessed week, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good
what
night.
A precious.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.